Oh, hello. My name is Nate. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show for the next hour is Fast and Loose. And I just want to say a good morning to everyone out there, especially to the guy who ran the red light outside the station as a bunch of us were walking through. I hit him with the thumbs down, which is what I do now. And he came back with the bird. And I said to myself, I'm back in Boston. Yes, I was gone. I was in Florida, where I heard nary a horn beep. And then up here, back to just being greeted. And I think that's what that bird meant. It was, I know you were gone, and I just want to just get this out of the way so that you can know. There's snow on the ground. It snowed last night. And you're kind of getting back into it. It's the first day you just got all the kids to their various schools. And then now, and you're walking over to the station, and now is the time. So a really great, just a great morning. I'm serious. And I guess a lot of Christmas happened inside the studio because there are multiple Bing Crosby Christmas albums out here. And I did watch White Christmas, which is one of my favorite Christmas movies, because I just like a time when breaking out into dance is like, that's just like, we should just all be dancing right now. Like, let's just, I could tell you how my train ride went, or I could just dance and show you. And I'm for that. And also, I do love the way they talk and all the just little sort of like references. And apparently that's just how Bing Crosby did talk. Like, they didn't write his lines. They were just like, all right, we're going to have you in the main hotel area, and you're just going to be eating some deli meats, and that's it. And you're just going to be falling in love with this other woman, and that's it. That's the end of it. So there's actually a lot, that movie too, White Christmas, there's a lot of insane trivia about it. Anyway, good to be back. You can also tell to all those new listeners out there, because I know that I've been off the air for a little while, and so people sort of gather, like it's the starting line, gather together and are like, I got to catch Fast and Loose in 2026, because now's the time. For all of you, and if you're wondering whether the show is going to happen every year, or every day, every week, because, you know, hit or miss, you can look on Instagram. I'm going to try to post more. And then also, the other thing I'm going to do, or I do this anyway, for the keen of ear, but like whenever you start hearing, if there's not a DJ before me and if it's just like automation, if you just start hearing the same band over and over again, in this case KKB, because I love Kiro Kiro Bonito, and I'm just like, because what will happen is that automation will play the song and then I'll just be like, I gotta keep going here. So if you hear a bunch in a row, which right now you are and did and have and will have listened, yeah, past perfect, then that's how you know. I'm gonna play some songs. I'm also gonna read some poems. My wonderful wife Molly gave me the 100 year poetry compilation from the New Yorker for Christmas, and I love it. And it's tough because I'll read like two poems and then I'll just be like in my brain for the next hour, which is what is how I spent like Christmas Day and the days post, just reading a few poems and sort of just like sitting on the couch thinking. And that's the greatest thing about poetry is it just walks out the back of the couch and pulls the plug out of the socket. It's great. And everything just moves. So anyway, I would be remiss if I didn't begin the year in this way.
or dress on. Let's make believe that we are wealthy for just this once. Lighting firecrackers off on the front lawn as 30 dialogues bleed into one. I wish the world was flat like the old days, and I could travel just by folding the map. No more airplanes or speed trains or freeways. There'd be no distance that could hold. Distance that could hold us back. There'd be no distance that could hold us back. So this is the new.
Snow My Morning by Mary Swenson. Some for everyone. Plenty. And more coming. Fresh, dainty, airily arriving, everywhere at once. Transparent at first, each faint slice slow, soundlessly tumbling. Then quickly, thickly, a gracious fleece will spread like youth, like wheat, over the city. Each building will be a hill, all sharps made round. Dark, worn, noisy, narrows made still, wide, flat, clean spaces. Streets will be fields, cars be fumbling sheep. A deep, bright harvest will be seeded in the night. By morning will be children, feeding on manna, a new loaf on every doorstep. That was Snow by Morning by Mae Swenson. I think that poem was written in 1933. Again, shout out to my wife, Molly, who got me the New Yorker compilation of poems. I will be reading you more of those today and this year. I'm just going to do this. I have no playlist. I do have a playlist, and I'm going to just choose what's on it.
Just say how to. is your intensity.
Shouldn't give him away. I remember this young guy died and I took his part. He got vitamin and stitches on his pretty face. A long time to see, but I always thought a stew would be serious. I was looking around town thinking the same as you. Just fine. I don't want to stay in place no more. See, and doing well, 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 I'm only doing just fine. Long time no see, long time no say. Got little to tell, I don't say much, but I might. Something always told me it's too would be serious. I am looking around town thinking the same as you.
Still in
Early Morning Bathing by W.H. Auden. What? I mean, what? Are you still asleep in bed? The sky is such a brilliant blue, and dappled sunlight overhead throws down its dancing beams on you. What colors there are in the wood? Green hues I cannot count, and birds are busy singing in the wood, too full of happiness for words. Hello! So you are also here. Oh, did you see that dive was fine? Lord, how the sun shines over there. You blasted fool, that towel is mine. The bell sends forth its welcome chimes. 5 minutes more to food I see. This world is too far good sometimes for foolish folk like you and me. W.H. Auden doesn't miss. Big fan. Big fan. Also, like, kind of a, what, a 40s. And it is interesting for you out there, poetry anthology readers. Because, you know, usually we just do what we all do, which is you've got a tab to the American Poetry Foundation on your laptop, and you just click it every day, and you just read the poem of the day. And you're like, okay, there it is. Loved it, didn't love it, whatever. And, and you just have it. And then you've got your favorites who maybe just appeared in within the prose that you read anyway, because Marilynne Robinson or whoever just can't not have poems in their writing. Reading anthologies is really weird, especially anthologies of like disparate writers over 100 years, because you just don't know what you're going to get, and you really don't know what to look for, and you don't know what you're looking for. So I just have this big book, and I just freaking flip through it, and I do want to say, and I want to get his name right. What's his name? Kevin Young. I want to say Kevin Young, awesome choice. Sorting them by time of day, which is really cool. And then also, obviously, the ones that aren't obviously part. But it's like time of day. And the time of day is really sort of aspirational to what a life is. To be like, it's, let me just tell you what they are. Instead of just try to remember 30% of them. It's like, here we go. The first one is Morning Bell. Then Lunch Break. Which, yeah. After Work Drinks. Evening Walk. Last Train Home. And Late Shift. That's what I'm talking about. And Night Song. Night Song, yeah, because it's true. Working and then just being awake. And then the last chapter is Dawning. That's what I'm talking about. It's just like what I'm talking about. And there's a few like 4 a.m. type poems that are just like, you know what? I just missed it. I missed the night was there and I missed it. And we're just going into the next one. I haven't felt that in a long time, but this is sort of the winter is when I sort of haunt my house like a ghost, which is a lot of fun. I don't know why. It's a lot of fun. I played for you a couple songs by sort of the same people. The New Year by Death Cab, because whatever. And then The Postal Service, Nothing Better, which is a song we used to listen to. I remember coming back. I'll say this about this. I came back from school, like freshman year in undergrad. I went home, and I came, and this is the best, because you go home, and you're like, I gotta get cooler. I got 3 weeks to do it. So you're just like, I gotta listen to music, and I gotta think about things and whatever. And then it's like, come back. So all these new friends I made in college, you know, I can, in my stupid mind, I can really earn it here. So I come back, and that's the album. The album, the Postal Service Give Up album, was what we were all like. We came back and we were like, let's just like listen to this. And for those of, especially coming back, and especially that song, Nothing Better, which is about like a guy really desperately trying to like get a girl back, and her, you know, this is Ben Gibbard from Death Cab. And then it's Jenny Lewis is the female vocalist. And she's like, look, you don't understand. This is not good. And you are not, you got it. Like, I'm going to throw water on this. You know, really it was the time of this. I'm going to throw water on this manic pixie dream girl situation that you're trying to set up. And then it's the end. It's like, you've got a lure, I don't deny. So it's like, oh my gosh, maybe there is a chance. Maybe this movie ends different. And then it doesn't. It just doesn't. So it's really fun to kind of go through those things. But I remember listening to that in Daniel Dewar's dorm room with Tony Hodel and Obed Pacho. And shout out to the full names of people who are definitely not listening to the show. We would listen to that. That was also, too, in the time where we would, like, have the stupidest, giantest sound systems that we possibly could build. And none of us knew anything about audio, but we would just could go and, like, you know, to thrift stores and get, like speakers and stuff. And we would have these, like, ridiculous, like, we'd get cinder blocks and we'd put up shelves and stuff. And then we'd have these, like, weird, insane speaker setups in our dorms. And man, it was a lot of fun. And, that was like the beginning of being like, I guess what we would call a lazy audiophile, which it's like, I'll take what I can get in that world. But like, I don't know. There was a lot of like going to Best Buy and being like, look, just more means more. All right. And, a lot of fun. And listening to that and then just all getting really sad. Cause I think none of us had a girlfriend at the time. And just being like, you know what? I wish somebody was out here breaking up with me. So, anyway, not the case now. Winter is the time. What did I even have? You guys. All right. We're just gonna sing. We're just gonna play a bunch of other stuff, and then we'll sleep. We'll wait. I'll wait. You wait. They got no right. All right, I'm coming in here after two from the Shins to just, I gotta tell you this. I wanted to share my ranking of the best airports in the country. Number one, Boston Logan. And that's true. Number two, whatever that one in like Portland is, it's pretty good. Number three, probably like Atlanta or whatever. Doesn't matter. Bottom one, Orlando. MCO. You know that you're a bad airport if you can't even have the first letter be the same as your airport code. The first letter, it's like MCO. Get the heck out of here. Anyway, Orlando's the worst because it's people going to and from Disney World, which those folks, which I have been one in my life. This is not a me versus the. This is like a, you're just not, you're the brain function that you have is not the same as like general population. So we have to fly into that airport to go visit my in-laws, which is what I did over the past couple of days. And Florida being Florida, I tell you this, this is what to me, like if I am cast into the inferno, it's this. It's waiting in the airport security in an alternating line and having the lines not actually alternate. So we roll into the Orlando airport and they're like, I see that there's just a person standing there. And they're like, I see you have a family. We have a family security thing and it's quicker. And we were like, okay, all right. Okay. All right. We go over there, and there's just, like, a bunch of families sort of standing in a knot line around what looks to be a security entrance point, but there's a, you know, the velvet rope, but it's not, whatever. Like, the little line thing is, like, cut off, and there's just a guy standing there. And everyone seems to be standing around. And I literally just, like, wave my hand until the guy looks at me, and I just go, "What's the deal with this?" And I'm pretty sure Molly just goes, like, "Yeah, like, what's, like, are we, is, what's the plan here?" And the guy is like, "Well, this is the family entrance, but I can't let everybody, I have to wait, and then I'll let you guys in." Doesn't make any sense, because it's a line, it's like you're waiting in line to get into line, and it doesn't even, it's not like there's some cross flow or whatever, it's, we're just standing around. And then, and this happens to me at airports a lot of times, is it's like, you can't get the frequency right on what you're, are you supposed to be like completely locked in, I have this and I'm ready to go, and I'm like stepping up, and like, you're assertive, or if you're too assertive, then they're upset at you. They're like, "Whoa, hold on, man, we're going to get you on this plane, but it'll be on our terms." So it's, I never get it right. Cause like, and then some of them are just like out here doing a tight five at the Comedy Store. They're like, "Hey, you probably, you got a back, you got a laptop in there?" And I'm like, "No." And it's like, "Well, you should. Did you leave it in the car?" And you're like, I didn't bring one. Anyway, also this happened. So we're in this, it's a four alternating line to get up to the next stage, the next level of the inferno. And it's supposed to be like, okay, one from this line, one from this line. And not only is it not one from this line, the guy's not even signaling anybody. Like, the guy who's, like, pulling you in, the guy's checking IDs and stuff, he's not doing it. It's, like, up itself, you know, the people are in charge here. And the folks in our line, disinterested in going next. Like, just just literally letting three people in the other line go, and then they're just sitting there like, "All right, I guess it's not our turn yet." And it is like, I'm boiling. And it's not, I mean, we're not like late, and it's all, I just literally am standing there with my family. And it's like, you have to take, if not for yourself, but for everybody waiting in line behind you, you just have to be like, "Oh, we're next." And it was people just literally standing there with the blankest look on their face. Like, you know what we did today? We just went to the airport and we stood in the line. And there are, and this is also true, the number of, this happens, I had a name for this and I forgot what it was, but it was like, because I flew through Atlanta a lot, and this happened a lot in Atlanta, is that you would be in the security line, and you get all the way up to the front, and then a person gets all the way up to the front, and there's all these signs about having your ID, and about not having certain items, and you get to the front, and a person is just like, dumbfounded, that they're like, "No, I don't have my license, what are you talking about? This isn't a me problem, that's a you problem." Or just like, "I got a full water bottle, I got," and just have to like get out of the line and are just like really upset. Not because they forgot, you know, who amongst us hasn't forgotten, you know, to empty their water bottle or whatever. In this particular case, it's like, "Are you kidding me? I have to take my shoes off," which you don't anymore, which this is the first time flying, I didn't have to do it. Or like, "I have to take my coat off. Or I can't just, like, have all the, you know," it's like, I'll go through the thing, and they're like, "Do you have anything in your pockets?" And they're like, "No." And they're like, "Oh, actually, I do have a bunch of stuff in my pockets." It drives me crazy. Anyway, Orlando is the world capital of folks that are like that. Because, again, too, and I think I would be this if I was coming back, or to Disney World, that I would be so discombobulated that I wouldn't get it straight. And I would be the guy who's just like, "Yeah, I got a handful of balloons that I'm just going to walk onto this plane with, right?" And they're like, "No, you can't do that." And it's like, "Well, I'm not going to get rid of the balloons. So what are we going to do, man?" Anyway, not being at the Orlando airport is my gift to myself for the rest of the year. 2026, my resolution is to not be in the Orlando airport at any one point this year. And I think I got a chance of doing it. You got to be reasonable in your expectations for all this stuff. Anyway, I got a quick public service announcement here. Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Numbers to think about, to be sure. I had a couple more. I don't exactly know what are they? Let's go back. Let's go back and let's just play the ones that I'm going to play for you, and we're not going to play any other ones.
In their eyes is the place that you find. You discover that you love it here. You've got to stay on this rock, not a rock, an island on which you found a lover. Then you twitch, you feel that itch in your petticoat, your pretty, pretty petticoat. Then you smiled, he got wild. You didn't understand that there's money to be made. Beauty is a card that must get played by organization. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me. But ooh la, we'll just cheer her up, spot her. I know you girl in all situations. But ooh la, she was such a good girl to me. Your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yeah, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such an ugly one for something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me.
may say it was your fault, because I know you could have done more. You're so naive, yeah, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweet heart? Oh, I'm just sweet, I'm pretty face. It's a genuinely word, something so beautiful, that every time I look inside, it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows, that I'm not fond of Oscar. But you are false, it may be, she's still out to get me.
Just don't let me down. Hold on to you. so sweet to you. You won't realize I'm gone. You won't realize I'm gone. Many people wanna make money, make love, make friends, make peace with death. But most mainly wanna win the game they came to win. They want to come out ahead. But you, you're a rock with a heart like a socket I can plug into at will. And will you guess when I come around next? I hope your open sign is blinking still. So marry me, John. Marry me, John. I'll be so good to you.
Okay, yeah. Marry Me. By St. Vincent. Man. Good. If you're asking me what my opinion of St. Vincent is, it's good. I'm going to complain one more time about travel. Thank you for everyone who texted me. And especially to Bex. Number one fan of the show. It has to be said. Anton, I think you lost your top spot to Bex. Mainly due to engagement, you know? It's NPCs. non-playable characters, which, you know, game term, that's like when people are just sort of standing around in line and you're like, what is happening here? And I've been one, again, not to other, I've been one. Sometimes you're just there. Yeah. So that's great. Getting back was great, and getting back to Boston is great. And playing Two by St. Vincent and Two by the Kooks is great. That song, Naive, according to my musical software, very popular by the Kooks, even though they really haven't released a ton of music since 2006. Apparently that song is on heavy rotation somewhere. And I truly am getting a kick out of all these Christmas albums that are like thrown up around the station, especially Twisted Christmas by Bob Rivers Comedy Corporation, which their album Twisted Christmas includes The 12 Pains of Christmas and Wreck the Malls, which I am not ever going to be able to not think of when I hear Deck the Halls. Wreck the Mall. Bob Rivers, I'm doing you wrong by not just playing some of that stuff. But I'm coming to the end here. And the end means I'm going to share truly what my New Year's resolutions are. And resolution, singular. Well, resolutions if you include not being in the Orlando airport. Number one, and the only one, is that there's a small story here. I went to Publix in Florida, as one does, to get a sandwich. And here's the once and for all take. Pub subs are great, but they're not anywhere near any normal sandwich from like a normal sandwich producing city. Boston is a sandwich producing city. Medford is a sandwich producing city. There's no comparison to that. Meaning the pub subs are less good. They're just good because you can't get a sandwich in the South. Most places, in a lot of places. Anyway, I was getting a pub sub and the kid was making it for me. And I'm kind of just, you know, this is the sandwich I'm going to bring onto the plane. As you know, I refuse to buy food at the airport. And I'm getting it all, you know, right. And he's checking me out. And because they're also, that's the other thing about Publix, not in a hurry to make you a sandwich. So the guy, the kid, a high school kid, is like making small talk with me. And he's like, he's like, that's a really nice.